Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. We are a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, August 22nd, 2014, and this is Alan Ward reporting. I am a member of Denver Council 9, and I stand with and will help protect all of my 685 sisters and brothers. 69 years ago today, the Airline Stewardess Association was formed and paved the way for the democratic process we have today with the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA. Our founding members Edith Edna Lauterbach, Ada Brown Greenfield, Frances Hall, Sally Temetz, and Sally Watt Keenan forged the way for many of the protections we enjoy today and hope to continue in the years to come. Thank you for an amazing 69 years of solidarity. United has published a pilot bulletin to take effect immediately. The bulletin, which addresses the new harmonized procedures for pilots to follow within all three subsidiaries. The new procedure is as follows. Jump seating flight attendants may not use the flight deck jump seat or enter the flight deck during flight. They are to occupy a cabin seat or cabin jump seat. The captain is not part of the approval process for jump seating flight attendants and receives notification of their presence via the final weights message / AccuLoad. Flight attendants are highly encouraged to introduce themselves when feasible to the captain when using the cabin jump seat. This new procedure will be included in the pilot's next FOM revision. Each quarter, the United Master Executive Council, the MEC, holds a meeting to address the business of our union and the concerns we are faced with at our airline. The United MEC is comprised of our 15 local council presidents. The local council presidents, through the direction of the members and our members-elect, are MEC officers and MEC committee members. Through this, we demonstrate our union's democratic process, and we encourage all members to witness this one way or another. A few ways your voice can be heard are to attend an LEC meeting, attend the quarterly MEC meeting, or review the agendas for a meeting and contact your LEC president with your recommendations and or concerns. The local council meeting dates and times can be found on our website. The next regularly scheduled United MEC meeting is being held next week from Tuesday, August 26th through Thursday, August 28th in Chicago at the Rosemont Hyatt. The meeting's agenda can be viewed on our website, and this agenda includes a few advanced agenda items that will be addressed, and we encourage you to contact your local council president to express your recommendations and concerns. The 2014 midterm elections are scheduled for Tuesday, November 4, 2014, and before you are able to vote, you are required to be registered to vote. Within the next few weeks, our local council government affairs committee will be hosting voter registration drives. An integral part of our advocacy for protections and improvements in the workplace is our work to ensure flight attendants are informed voters. Our voter registration and information drives provide flight attendants with the information they need to help them register to vote and information on how to vote, either at the polls on election day or by early voting or absentee ballot. If you miss one of the voter registration tables, we encourage you to check your state requirements for registration deadlines as they vary from state to state. For more information about midterm elections, please visit our website. We are still receiving a high number of calls regarding the change with the payroll process and Alliant Credit Union deductions. A question and answer article has been posted on our website to assist in answering questions about this process. If you have questions about the deductions going to Alliant, please call Alliant's 24-hour member contact center at 1-800-328-1935 or visit an Alliant Credit Union branch. Thursday, August 21, 2014, United and the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers reached a tentative agreement for maintenance instructors. The tentative agreement includes improvements to wage, benefits, and job security. That's all for tonight, and thank you for calling. Through strength and solidarity, we will continue building our collective future. After all, it's our future.